जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, 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 यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरा, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरा यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरा, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा राम रामा, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Radhe Jaya. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Lalita Devi Radha Madan Mohan Lalita Devi Jaya Radha Madan Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranita Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Jaya Prabhupad 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Jaya Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Stotra Shata Shri Srimad His Divine Grace Yesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Srimad Bhagavad Mahapuran Ki Dai Gaur Premanandi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, Text 20, Chapter entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrat. So we will chant this verse. Shri Sukha Uvacha Iti Samabhihito Mahabhagavato Bhagavatas Tribhuvana Gurur Anushasanam Atmano Lagutayavanata Shirodharo Bhadam Iti Sabahu Manam Uhaha Iti Samabihito Mahabhagavato Bhagavatas Tribhuvana Gurur Anushasanam Atmano lagutayavanato shiradaro badam miti sabahumanam muvaha Mahabhagavato bhagavatas tribhuvana guror anushasanam Atmano lagutayavanato shiradaro badam miti sabahumanam uvaha Shri Sukha Uvacha Iti samabhito mahabhagavato bhagavatas tribhuvana guror anushasanam. ಆತ್ಮನೋ ಲಘುತಯಾವನತ ಶಿರಧರೋ ಬಾಡಂಮಿತಿ ಸ ಬಹುಮಾನಂ ಮುವಾಹ. ಶ್ರೀ ಸುಕ ಉವಾಚ ಇತಿ ಸಮಭಿಹಿತೋ ಮಹಾಭಾಗವತೋ ಭಗವತ ಸ್ತ್ರಿಭುವನ ಗುರೋರನುಶಾಸನಂ. ಆತ್ಮನೋ ಲಘುತಯಾವನತ ಶಿರಧರೋ ಬಾಡಂಮಿತಿ ಸ ಬಹುಮಾನಂ ಮುವಾಹ. ಶ್ರೀ ಸುಕ ಉವಾಚ ಇತಿ ಸಮಭಿಹಿತೋ ಮಹಾಭಾಗವತೋ ಭಗವತ ಸ್ತ್ರಿಭುವನ ಗುರೋರನುಶಾಸನಂ. ಆತ್ಮನೋ ಲಘುತಯಾವನತ ಶಿರಧರೋ ಬಾಡಂಮಿತಿ ಸ್ವಬಹುಮಾನಂ ಮುವಾಹ. ಶ್ರೀ ಸುಕ ಉವಾಚ ಇತಿ ಸಮಭಿಹಿತೋ ಮಹಾಭಾಗವತೋ ಭಗವತ ಸ್ತ್ರಿಭುವನ ಗುರೋರನುಶಾಸನಂ. ಆತ್ಮನೋ ಲಘುತಯಾವನತ ಶಿರಧರೋ ಬಾಡಂಮಿತಿ ಸ ಬಹುಮಾನಂ ಮುವಾಹ. ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಸುಕ ಉವಾಚ ಇತಿ ಸಮಭಿಹಿತೋ ಮಹಾಭಾಗವತೋ ಭಗವತ ಸ್ತ್ರಿಭುವನ ಗುರೋರನುಶಾಸನಂ. ಆತ್ಮನೋ ಲಘುತಯಾವನತ ಶಿರಧರೋ ಬಾಡಂಮಿತಿ ಸ ಬಹುಮಾನಂ ಮುವಾಹ. ಸೊ ವರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್. ಶ್ರೀ ಸುಕ ಉವಾಚ. ಶ್ರೀ ಸುಖದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೆಡ್ ಇತಿ ದಸ್ ಸಮಭಿಹಿತ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಮಹಾಭಾಗವತ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಭಗವತ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತ್ರಿಭುವನ ಆಫ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಗುರು ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಅನುಶಾಸನಂ ದ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಆತ್ಮನಃ of himself lagutaya because of inferiority avanata bowed down shirodara his head badam yes sir iti thus sabahumanam with great respect uvaha carried out translation and purport by his divine grace ac bhaktivedanta swami srila prabhupada ki Translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, After thus being fully instructed by Lord Brahma, who is the spiritual master of the three worlds, Priyavrata, his own position being inferior, offered obeisances, accepted the order and carried out with great respect. Purport. Sri Priyavrata was the grandson of Lord Brahma. Therefore, according to social etiquette, his position was inferior. It is the duty of inferior to carry out the order of the superior with great respect. Priyavrat therefore immediately said, Yes, sir, I shall carry out your order. Priyavrat is described as a Mahabhagavata, a great devotee. The duty of a great devotee is to carry out the order of the spiritual master or the spiritual master of the spiritual master in the parampara system. As described in Bhagavad Gita 4.2, evam parampara praptam. One has to receive the instructions of the Supreme Lord through the disciplic chain of spiritual masters. A devotee of Lord always considers himself a servant of servant of the servant of the Lord. I'll just read the translation of next verse 20-21 and then we'll continue with our discussion. Translation of text 21. Lord Brahma was then worshipped by Manu, who respectfully satisfied him as well as he could. Priyavrat and Narada also looked upon Brahma with no tinges of resentment. Having engaged Privrat in accepting his father's request, Lord Brahma returned to his abode Satyaloka, which is indescribable by the endeavor of human mind or words. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we welcome you all to the Srimad Bhagavatam class. So this section, this one chapter is just talking about Privrat Maharaj. How Privrat Maharaj was, under the guidance of Narad Muni, completely renounced and wanted to continue on with this brahmachari life. But then we have seen till now how Swayambhu Manu wanted to give the responsibility to Privrat Maharaj, because he doesn't want to continue with ruling the world. Because he also wanted to retire. Someday somebody wants to retire, right? Like I have an uncle who has a printing press. He has started with a small printing press, like printing a small leaflets and not distributing it to different shops. But now he is having a multi-million dollar printing press factory company actually. And now he has his two sons who are taking care of his company. So now he is just relaxed. He just observes, you know, from top, okay, everything is fine. You take care of the business. So similarly, Swayambhu Manu is thinking, okay, enough. I have ruled the kingdom. Now I should focus on my spiritual life. I should take to Vanaprastha Ashram and, you know, perfect my life. That's why he is calling upon Privrat Maharaj. But more influential than Swayambhu Manu is Narada Muni. So he couldn't convince Privrat Maharaj. And that's when Brahmaji has to interfere and convince. Because as Brahmaji interfered, in today's verse, we'll see after Brahmaji completed it. See, previous to this verse, 21st verse, it's an interesting statement Lord Brahma makes. He says, accept material enjoyment because the Lord extraordinarily has ordered you to do this. Huh? Accept material enjoyment. Like he's saying, accept, enjoy. And Brahma is telling, enjoy this world because Lord wants you to do this. Why? If you carry out the instruction of the Lord, then what will happen is you will not be entangled. If you do on yourself, if you by yourself want to enjoy this material world, then you will definitely be entangled. Because this is the order of the Lord, that you enjoy the rightful kingdom of your Father. And then you rule the kingdom religiously. And then you won't be entangled by this material enjoyment. That's what he's saying. And so what happens is, in the next verse, here we see that as soon as Brahmaji has instructed, immediately Priyavrat says, "Yes, sir." Brahmaji also did the same thing, actually, if you see. When Brahmaji instructed Swayambhu Manu, when he was born out of the heart of mind of Lord Brahma, Swayambhu Manu Shatarupa was born. When they were born, Brahma told them, "Okay, go and populate the world." Because previous experience was very bad. When he told Chatushkumar said, "No, we are going. We are renouncing. We want to live a Brahmachari life." And then before Chatushkumar, he actually created Rudra, who came and started devouring him. So he was completely frustrated with the process of creation. Rudra, Narada, then Chatushkumar, all frustrated attempts. And now he was thinking another Swayambhu Shatarupa are being born. Again, I think they will also not be accepting my proposal. But anyway, this is his duty. Lord has instructed him to do this process of creation. So he created Swayambhu and Shatarupa. And as soon as he said, "Okay, I have been instructed by Lord to create this material world. And I am instructing you to please populate this world." And they said, "Yes, sir." Immediately Brahma was shocked. "Oh my God, what is this?" They said, "Yes." And he was so happy. Similarly, Brahma came and told Priyavrat Maharaj, "You please take up this kingdom and rule this world." And he said, "Yes, sir." And again, Brahma was actually really happy. Swayambhu Manu was shocked. "Till now I was counseling you and you were not accepting my proposal, but now you have accepted the proposal of Lord Brahma. How is this?" So actually the thing is, Narada Muni was much more superior to Swayambhu Manu. So Priyavrat Maharaj has a culture of respect. He knows how to respect whom at what time. So that's the topic that we are going to discuss today, what the culture of respect means. So I'll just start with a small story. There was in Sri Rangam, was actually the headquarters of Sripad Ramanujacharya. So he had one disciple named Parashar Bhatt, who was a very small boy, 5-year-old boy, and he was roaming around in Sri Rangam town. At that time, one very great scholar, he came there and he was like, you know, he got a lot of Vijay Patra. At that time, the sports was not cricket or football or volleyball. That time, the sport was debate. Scholars would come together and they would debate. And that's how they would get a lot of rasa in debating and defeating each other. So one scholar, he wanted to challenge in Sri Rangam. Many scholars and brahmanas there. So he came there in a huge palanquin, in a well-decorated palanquin, and he came there. So when he came there, everyone was afraid. Seeing his demeanor, everyone was afraid. Okay, what if he defeats us? So nobody dared to ask any question. Even if somebody asked any question, he would just answer it immediately. Okay. So this boy, the small boy, he just ran up to this palanquin. To his palanquin, he said, "Sir, I want to ask one question to you." He said, "You are a 5-year-old kid. Just go to your mother's lap. Don't come to me. Don't ask me any question." He said, no, I have to ask one question." Okay, then he insisted, you know, repeatedly. And then this scholar said, "Okay, ask what you want to ask." Immediately, the small boy grabbed a handful of sand. And he asked him, "Can you tell me how many grains of sand are there in my hand?" And this scholar was actually awestruck. He couldn't answer. How can someone answer how many grains of sand in his hand? So he was thinking what to answer. He couldn't answer. He was just thinking what to speak at that time. And he and all the people surrounding were watching this. And they were amazed to see this small boy's intelligence and how he has actually trapped this scholar. And the scholar was actually thinking what to speak. At that time, the small five-year-old boy, child, he said, he was not even a disciple of Ramacharya at that time. He said, see, you might have learned all the Vedic scriptures, you may be a big scholar, you have a good name, fame, but what is the use of this if you don't cultivate humility and if you can't respect other fellow beings? If you don't have this culture of respect, if you don't have humility, then it's as good as this grain of sand in my hand. Like that, he just threw it and he ran away. And this scholar, he just realized what a great personality this 5-year-old kid was. He just came down from his palanquin and he offered his obeisances at the lotus feet of Parashara Bhatta. So the culture of respect is very much required. Nowadays, if you see, the culture of respect is actually, in Vedic culture, basically the tradition was, there was a mutual respect amongst each other. If anything has to happen, that should be respect. Mutual respect should be said. Let's say, for example, if I want to shave my head, okay, I'll ask Rajams Prabhu, please shave my head. I should have a respect. Okay, Rajams Prabhu can shave my head. He has little bit skill. And only if I respect Rajams Prabhu, I trust him, I respect him, he can come and shave my head. Similarly, if we have some problem at our house, let's say electricity problem or plumbing problem, plumbing issue, something, we call a plumber, we should have some respect to him. If we just, disrespect that fellow and ask him to do some job, he won't come and do. So basic etiquette of small little respect is there to run this society. Right? Without this respect, nothing can function. So this respect is a very ingrained in the Vedic society, but because of India trying to imitate the culture of West, this culture is being slowly getting lost. So even if you see in North India, not much in South India, but in North India, if you see, even the child, son or a daughter, whoever is there, as soon as they get up from the bed, immediately they'll go and touch the feet of all the elders at their house. They touch the feet of their father, mother, grandfather, grandmother, whoever. So that kind of respect is in there. So why we have to bow down and respect? So in Dharma Shastra, it has been explained that when we see some elders, when we see some superiors, and naturally what happens is, if you just notice, observe keenly, naturally if somebody is very, intelligent, or somebody is has some culture of respect within their heart, immediately if we see some seniors or superiors or elders, what happens is, naturally, we want to offer respect. The pranavayu is actually raising up. When we bow down in front of a superior, it stuck in the heart. It doesn't go up. It stuck at the region of heart, and then we get a lot of blessings. With that blessings, we can make impossible things possible. But if we see a superior and the pranavayu is rising and we think, oh, I have seen this person just 1 hour back. Oh, today morning, early morning, Mangalarti, I have seen him. Yesterday only I saw him. Every day, why should I offer respect? Okay, let me not respect him. I'll just offer, okay, Hare Krishna, like that. So what happens is, the pranavayu goes out. We lose our energy. We lose all the energy, and we also lose the blessings. So that's why this physically just bowing down to someone superior to us actually helps us to get the blessings and helps our pranavaya to stay inside our body by which we have the vigor and energy to perform greater tasks. So that's why it's very important. And it is mentioned in Dharma Shastra again that blessings of mother is much more superior than blessings of father. Why? Because mother keeps the child within the womb for 9 months. And when she delivers the baby, the pain that she goes through, it's tremendous. And it is mentioned that men will just die if they have to undergo such a pain. men cannot tolerate that pain. That's why women or mother, blessing is much more greater than the father. That's why seeking the blessings of mother, one can actually achieve many, many things. So that's why the culture of respecting mother, father, superiors, guru, Vaishnavas is much more important. So, so that's why Priyavrat Maharaj, if you see, he was initially ordered by Narada Muni to take up to the Brahmachari Ashram. But then when Swayambhu Manu came, he instructed to please take up the Grahastha Ashram or take to this kingdom. But Priyavrat Maharaj didn't accept that offer. But later on, when Brahma came, he accepted that order. So this, by this, we can see that how extraordinary culture of respect this Priyavrat Maharaj had in his heart. Okay. So we also see in... So basically it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita also, what is the austerity of body? Huh? The austerity of body is dveja, deva dvija guru pragya pujanam shaucham arjavam brahmacharyam ahimsacha shariram tapa uchyate. So we have to offer respects to deva, dvija, guru. And how we have to offer? It, with the observance of pujanam shaucham arjavam brahmacharyam ahimsa, with the observance of cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy and non-violence. What does this mean? So this is the austerity of body. So when we offer respects to seniors or gurus or parents or whoever elders superiors to us, so it should not be just a bodily act. Even when we are doing bodily act of offering respect, it should be accompanied with these four things. Cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy and non-violence. So what does that mean? Cleanliness means without any laziness. So when the instruction is given, we should not say, oh, it's okay, I can do it tomorrow. I can do it day after tomorrow. I can do it after a month. No. When the instruction is given, without any laziness, just try to fulfill the order of the superior. Second is simplicity. That means without any duplicity. And Prabhupada writes, simplicity means we should be so simple, so straightforward that we should be able to reveal our heart to even our enemy. We should be able to tell the real truth even to our enemy. That is simplicity. So with this quality, and also celibacy means controlling our senses. Not just brahmacharya, even in any ashram, controlling our senses, we should be able to follow that instruction, follow the instruction of the superiors. And non-violence means not just harming others. Prabhupada writes, not to put others in distress. By our act, we should not. Let's say, for example, Priyavrat doesn't obey the order of Brahma. What happens is, he's putting Brahma in distress. So just by following the instruction, we are relieving the distress of our superiors. We're taking out their stress. So that's why it's very important that when we are offering respects to seniors, so it should accompany these four things. That is, arjavam, brahmacharyam and ahimsa. Simplicity, cleanliness, celibacy and non-violence. So this is what is, you know, in Bhagavad Gita says, how to give respects to the seniors. And then, We have many examples in Shastras which says that how to respect. And if you don't respect, what happens? If you don't respect, then the downfall is really guaranteed. And we can see there are many examples. One prominent example is Duryodhan. What does he say? In the start of the Bhagavad Gita, it says, Pashyetam Panduputranam Acharyam Mahatim Chumum Vyudam Drupada Putrena Tavasishyena Dhimata. Your disciple, see how he has arranged the phalanx of this of the Pandava's army. Because you were so, it was a sarcastic comment, actually. This kind of attitude towards a senior, actually led to the downfall of Kauravas. But on the contrary, what was Arjuna's reaction when he was asked to fight? What did he say? Katam Bhishmam Aham Sanke Dronam Cha Madhusudana Ishubhi Pratiyotsyami Pujara Varisudana. How can I shoot arrow towards these respectable Bhishma and the Dronacharya? They are worthy of my worship. I should throw flowers at their lotus feet, not arrow. That's the contrast between Arjuna and Duryodhana. Duryodhana is completely, he knows that without Dronacharya and Bhishma, he cannot win the war. But still, he is sarcastically commenting them. That's why there was a downfall of Duryodhana. So we see like that many examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. We know the instance of Indra. Indra actually insulting. Indra was actually on his own world. He was sitting with his wife. And then he had all his ministers surrounding him. And there was nice dance and kirtan going on. And Brihaspati entered the court. Indra's court. When Brihaspati entered the court, Indra didn't even bother to look at him. He just omitted. One thing is, offending someone through words or body. But in this case, he offended him by just ignoring him, omitting him. He didn't even look at Brihaspati. And Brihaspati left, and what happened? Indra has to lose his kingdom. Similarly, Indra offended Durvasa Muni. When Durvasa Muni gave the Mahagarland of the Lord, he just neglectful, because he had already had one garland on his neck. So he said, how many garlands should I put? Why should I burden my neck? Let me give this garland to my elephant. And what the dull-headed elephant can do? Dull-headed elephant doesn't know how to respect the garland, Mahagarland. So he just put it on his feet and, stamped on it. And Durvasa got offended. And because of which, again, Indra had to fall down from his throne. So like that, we know there are so many instances, like Romaharshan Sutta. Romaharshan, when he was giving Bhagavatam in Naimisharanya, at that time Balram came and he didn't get up, because of which Balram killed him. And we know the famous pastime of Samba and other sons of Krishna, who actually offended Narada Muni and other sages. They were actually mimicking Narada Muni. Oh, you are Trikala Darshi. Can you tell me what is there in my stomach? They actually stuffed some heavy stuff in their stomach and dressed Samba like a girl and went to Narada Muni and said, oh, can you tell us, you are a Trikala Darshi, can you tell what is it a baby or a baby girl or a baby boy inside the stomach, inside the womb? And Narada Muni, definitely you will get a lump of iron, which will be the cause of destruction of this entire Yadu dynasty. So this is how, when someone disrespects the seniors, what happens is their downfall is guaranteed. No one will be spared. Even the sons of Krishna were not spared when they disrespected the... Of course, it was the will of the Lord, it's the arrangement of the Lord that this happened. But Krishna wanted to show that even if someone offends... Even if Lord Krishna's own relatives, their sons offend a great personality, they have to die. They have to suffer the consequences. So now we will see the instances, there are many instances. There are instances where seniors were not properly respected, because of which there was fall down. But there are many instances, great instances, by which we can actually take lessons how to respect the seniors. And if we respect the seniors, what happens to us? How we get the blessings and the impossible things becomes possible in our own life. So great example is of, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir Maharaj, okay, after this is after Bhishma Dev passing away. Immediately after Bhishma Pitama passed away, what happened? Yudhishthir Maharaj knew that Dhritarashtra and Gandhari were in agony, because all their 100 sons were killed. And moreover, after that, Bhishma Pitama also left this world. So they knew, he knew that Dhritarashtra and Gandhari will be in so much of suffering. So immediately he came there. He came along with his brothers, and he came there to pacify Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. Just imagine Dhritarashtra, what he did to them. Dhritarashtra, along with his sons Duryodhana, wicked son Duryodhana and Dushasana, had tried to create so much of suffering to Pandavas. But even after that, he cared for them. He didn't think that, let them suffer. I am not going to take care of them. Let them suffer. No, he thought, he is my uncle. He is my big father. He is my king. I should go and respect him. I should go and take care of him. So immediately came. And after that, it's not just, it is mentioned that Pitra chanumato raja vasudevanumoditah chakara rajyam dharmena pitrpaitamahan vibuhu. So it is mentioned that Yudhishthir Maharaj, when he was ruling the kingdom, according to the instructions of Bhishma Pitama, but he was always consulting Pitra Chanumato Raja. He was going and asking Dhritarashtra, oh my dear father, I am going to take this decision. Is that okay? Just see the humility of Yudhishthir Maharaj. How he is respecting Dhritarashtra, who was actually trying to kill Pandavas, but he was respecting them. Pitra Chanumato Raja, oh Dhritarashtra, my dear father, I am going to make this decision. Is that okay? And then what, and then Vasudevanu Moditada, he will also go and confirm this with Krishna also. So just see, he was not whimsical in taking any decision. Chakara Rajya Dharmena, and religiously was ruling the kingdom. By taking permission from his superiors, by taking permission from Krishna, he was ruling the kingdom. That's how Yudhishthir Maharaj was so successful. That's why Yudhishthir Maharaj kingdom was called as, it was like Ramarajya. No one was, there was no insufficiency in Yudhishthir Maharaj kingdom. That's how he ruled the kingdom. And then Rama, Lord Ram, when he actually won the hand of Mother Sita, he didn't say, okay, let me get married. He said, okay, let me go and ask, get the permission of my father first. I'll get the permission of my father and then I'll marry Mother Sita. It was his rightful, right to get married to Mother Sita, because he had won the Swayamvara. But he said, let me take the permission of my father. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, when he took sannyas, of course he took sannyas, against the will of his mother, but he got the blessings of his mother. He went and bowed down before his mother, said, I am going to take sannyas, please give me your blessings. But how can a mother give blessing? Oh, go and take sannyas. She can't give the blessings. But she said, okay, whatever feels good for you, do. But it will not make me happy. So you can take whatever decision you want. If you feel that that's good for you, you do it. But that will not make me happy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, he took sannyas, and after taking sannyas, he came back again to his mother. He said, what should I do? You tell me. I don't want to hurt you even further. So she said, you stay in Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan and settle in Vrindavan. But according to the instruction of his mother, he settled in Jagannath Puri. That's how all these great personalities are showing us how we have to respect our seniors, our superiors, our mother, father, guru, Vaishnavas. So if we don't respect them, what will be our destination? So our destination will be adogati only. So that's why, you know, one more example, one famous example, I thought this is a very wonderful example that I should see. So when Maharaj Parikshit, so Prabhupada writes in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 19th chapter, 11th verse, it is mentioned that when Maharaj Parikshit decided to fast until death, and he was sitting on the banks of Ganga to get the instructions from Sukadeva Maharishi. So before Sukadeva Maharishi, he was just waiting there to get the instructions from all the sages. Then all the great sages and great demigods and great kings came there, assembled there. He respected each and every one of them by bowing them in front of them. In that place, Prabhupada writes that system of bowing head to ground to show respect to superior is an excellent etiquette which obliges honored guest deep into the heart. Even first grade offender is excused simply by this process. And Maharaj Parikshit honored all great men in that humble etiquette in order to be excused for any offenses. So actually, this bowing down, this actually completely taking shelter of the superiors or seniors is very important. Actually, there is one more very wonderful example, a story, where Parashara Bhat, again, the disciple of Ramanujacharya, he was actually traveling with his disciples through different places. So once when he was traveling, he saw a hunter from a long distance. He was actually killing many animals. So he actually caught hold of one rabbit. And that rabbit, he caught hold of the rabbit, and after a few moments, he was watching this from a long distance. After a few moments, he just left that rabbit. He released that rabbit, and the rabbit ran away. And this hunter was standing at that place with, you know, very deep emotions swelling from his heart. He was feeling grateful. And just few moments before, he was very cruel, about to kill this rabbit. And within moments, something happened which changed his heart. So Parashar Bhat went to this hunter. He asked him, "My dear hunter, what is that you have now completely changed personality? What happened to you? What happened?" So this person said, "Actually, my intention was to kill that rabbit. I caught hold of the rabbit and I was about to kill. But when I was about to kill, suddenly my eyes got straight into that rabbit's eyes. And that rabbit was actually begging to me, 'Please, please don't kill me.' And that rabbit actually folded his hands. And then that rabbit circumambulated me and bowed down in front of me. And that actually melted my heart. And I released that rabbit." As soon as Parashar Bhat heard this, he fell down. He fainted and he fell down. And his disciples were thinking, "What happened to our guru? What happened?" They woke him up and then asked Parashar, "What happened, Gurudev? What happened that you fainted?" He said, "Who is this rabbit, a stupid rabbit, dull-headed rabbit? And this fellow, this such cruel hunter? When this rabbit bowed down in front of this hunter, took shelter of this hunter left this rabbit. And Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, 'Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha isyami ma sucha.' When Krishna tells, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna is telling this personally, why will he not protect us? When this act of surrender, this act of bowing down in front of someone can, you know, make the heart of such a cruel person to such an extent that he released this rabbit and his heart became changed, so what to speak of Lord Krishna? What will he not do for his devotee if somebody surrenders to Lord Krishna?" So that's what Parashar Bhat said. So that's how the powerful, this giving respect surrendering to the superiors or surrendering to instructions of superiors is, this culture of respect is. Another example, another wonderful example is of Srinivas Acharya. Srinivas Acharya, we know the famous three personalities, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamanand Pandit, who actually took the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout Bengal, Orissa and different places, preaching vigorously. This Srinivas Acharya, when he was born and when he grew up, his parents said, you go and meet Lord Chaitanya. So he was traveling. So he thought, okay, let me go and meet Lord Chaitanya. But before meeting Lord Chaitanya, you should meet Janva Mata. So first go and meet Janva Mata and then go and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he traveled, walked, and he came to Janva Mata, offered obeisances, and then he said, I am going to meet Lord Chaitanya. Please give me your blessings. She said, before meeting Lord Chaitanya, you should go and meet Abhiram Thakur. Because Abhiram Thakur is a very great personality. If you just go and meet him, he has a whip called Jai Mangal. Jai Mangal means victorious, and when whipped on someone, it will bestow all victory and all auspiciousness to that personality, infusing Lord Chaitanya's Krishna Prem into that personality. So she said, you go and meet Lord Abhiram Thakur. So he traveled and he came to Abhiram Thakur. And Abhiram Thakur was a very wealthy person. Okay. So when he came to Abhiram Thakur, Abhiram Thakur said, take this 4 paisa. You have traveled a long way. You must be very tired. So you go to marketplace, buy some vegetables and fruits and grains for yourself, cook, nicely eat, take some rest, and then we will discuss. So Abhiram Thakur obeyed whatever Abhiram Thakur said. He took that 4 paisa, he went to the market, bought some vegetables, fruits, flowers, and grains, and then he cooked. As soon as he cooked, he offered to the Lord. 4 strangers came. These 4 strangers, they said, oh, my dear Mahashay, we are very hungry. We have not taken food for last 2-3 days. Please feed us. Srinivas Acharya said, oh, this food I have cooked for you only. I have offered to the Lord. Please take this food. And immediately, without any resentment, without thinking, oh, what will I eat? He just fed these four people very nicely. And when he fed them very nicely, without any tinge of resentment or without any, thinking that, unhappiness or what will I do, thinking of himself, selflessly when he served these 4 personalities, what happened was, these 4 personalities were not actually the servants of Abhiram Thakur. Abhiram Thakur actually wanted to test Srinivas Acharya before giving the mercy. So he has sent this 4 personality to test Abhiram Thakur. And Abhiram Thakur immediately came. He said, you have passed the test. You have such a great respect for each and every living entity. Even though you didn't know these 4 personalities, you just gave them the food that was your quota. Your quota of food you actually offered to them. So now I will give you mercy. Immediately he took his Jai Mangal and started whipping Srinivas Acharya. Once, and Srinivas Acharya went into ecstasy. He started chanting, dancing. And again he whipped. And he whipped. And whipped again and again. Then his wife said, stop. By whipping him again and again, he will be just infused with so much of Krishna Prem that with this overwhelming Krishna Prem, he will die. Just leave him. So then he left him. And then this is how Srinivas Acharya got the mercy of Abhiram Thakur. Got the mercy of all the other Vaishnavas. So like that, we have so much of examples in Shastras, in Ramayana, in Mahabharata, in different places. And now we will just conclude with Prabhupada's pastime. So Prabhupada, when he was in New York City, he got heart attack. At that time, Brahmanand Prabhu was with him. So Brahmanand Prabhu, he saw that Prabhupada has got heart attack. He has to do something, and that was actually Sunday. So all the clinic was closed. There was no doctors available. And in US, It's not that we'll call doctor and doctor will come to our house. Okay, who is the patient? Let me treat. No. So Brahmanand was searching frantically in the streets of New York. Where is there any doctor to help Prabhupada? He was searching here and there. He couldn't find any doctor. Luckily, he found one intern from medical college. He asked him, "Have you got some idea? Do you have any idea about how to treat heart attack person?" So he said, "Yeah, I've got fair idea." So he said, "Come, my guru, my swami has recently got heart attack. You please come and help him." So he immediately got this intern fellow to Prabhupada's room, and Prabhupada was actually lying on the bed and he was in pain. And he examined Prabhupada, and after examining Prabhupada, he said, "I think you are too emotional. You are too spiritual, too devotional, because of which you are getting this heart attack." And Brahmanand Prabhu was actually, he got so angry. He was actually about to beat this intern fellow. You are asked to come and treat my guru. You're not asked to give him some advice. Okay, don't tell him that he's too devotional or too emotional. He was about to beat. Prabhupada said, "Don't worry. He has come by your request. So let us respect him." Then Prabhupada said, "Okay, so what do you think I should do? If I'm too emotional, devotional, what do you think I should do?" And this intern said, "You should do morning walk every day." That's how Prabhupada's morning walk started. And just see, Prabhupada, this intern fellow was not even a doctor. He was studying in college. But Prabhupada respected this intern's suggestion and took to his heart, and throughout his life, till the last breath of his life, Prabhupada was following that instruction. Just see how Prabhupada was respecting this, much junior fellow. And then one more very important pastime that I want to discuss, because I have heard this pastime many times, but only, little bit of it. But this pastime, when I read the conversation fully, it was so striking, I thought I should read this. How much Prabhupada respected each and every living entity. So I got this conversation. It's from BBT archives. This is about Prabhupada was on his deathbed at the last stage of his life. And he was in Vrindavan. So he was talking to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He said, "Please call Narayan Maharaj." Narayan Maharaj, we know that his god brother. So he said, "Please call Narayan Maharaj, I want to talk to him." So Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Bhakti Saru Maharaj, they all arranged for a car to bring Narayan Maharaj, and Narayan Maharaj comes. Then Prabhupada says, "We have got experience that if we endeavor collectively, there is a great possibility to spread the message of Akaramatta, the mission of Mahaprabhu, Prithvityache, everywhere in the world. I have contributed to this end to the best of my ability." Narayan Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, "I wish that," this is a very important statement, because in one of the Prabhupada writes, "If we cultivate such kind of mood at the last stage of our life, then there is a hope that we can go back home, back to Godhead." So Prabhupada says, "I wish that my God brothers forgive my offenses. While preaching, many times we do say things contrary to each other, or we cut each other's philosophical arguments. That happens. Please ask my God brothers to forgive my offenses." Narayan Maharaj says, "All right. Whatever you will order, I will accept completely. I consider you as my guru." Then Narayan Maharaj continues, "It has been done very beautifully. This is the proper way. It's good that you have raised this point, that everyone should protect the mission of Mahaprabhu that you have established in Western countries by good cooperation. Though you have taught them, still in future, if everyone helps them, a wonderful movement can be established on the earth." And then he actually glorifies Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada asks, are any of my god brothers in Vrindavan now? He says, "Yes, Bon Maharaj and Indupati Prabhu from Chaitanya Gaudiya Mutt are there in Vrindavan. So can you call them here?" Prabhupada asked them to bring them again to meet him. So he said, "Yeah, we will call them." Then again, Prabhupada says, "This cutting of argument sometimes happens. Please forgive me." Again, he is repeating the same thing. Then So Narayan Maharaj says, these are insignificant matter in such a substantial worldwide mission. A little something here and there is of no consequence. You have done this wonderful preaching work for the benefit of the whole world. There was no self-interest. You did everything only in devotional service to Krishna for benefiting all people at large. Prabhupada says, it is all by your blessings. Narayan Maharaj says, you have done a wonderful thing. It is necessary to care for and preserve this mission and see that it is managed skillfully. Okay. Then it continues for some time. Then what happens is, after some time, this Indumati, Bon Maharaj was not there. He has gone outside. So this Indumati Prabhu comes. And when Indumati Prabhu comes inside, Indumati Prabhu says, and when Indumati Prabhu comes and says, Hare Krishna Srila Prabhupada. Then Srila Narayan Maharaj says, please come. Has Von Maharaj has also come? So no, he says. And then Prabhupada, Narayan Maharaj tells Prabhupada, Indumati Prabhu has come. Then Srila Prabhupada said, Narayan Maharaj has called you on my request. I was saying to Narayan Maharaj that I beg forgiveness from you. And this Indumati Prabhu is not a very senior person. He was very much junior to Srila Prabhupada. Narayan Maharaj, at least he was of equal age, because Narayan Maharaj, Prabhupada got sannyas diksha from Bhakti Pragya Keshav Maharaj, and Narayan Maharaj was actually his disciple, and they were actually almost god brothers in the sannyas ashram. But Indumati Prabhu was very junior, and he says again, after telling this again, Prabhupada says, I beg forgiveness for my offenses. I did not wish to offend anyone. While preaching, we sometimes cut each other's arguments. Will you please forgive me? Will you? Again and again, he's asking the same question to Indumati Prabhu and Narayan Maharaj. So this is what I thought that I'll share this entire conversation. It's a big conversation, but I just took this thing because Prabhupada, even after being a world acharya, in his heart, he was actually respecting each and every living entity. Right from an intern from a college to his god brothers, he was respecting each and everyone. And because of that culture of respect, Prabhupada could achieve what was impossible at that particular age. That's why the thing is, when we are serving in this mission, when we are staying, we should not think that, okay, he is a Vaishnava, he is not a Vaishnava. If someone is superior to us, we just have to respect. We just have to offer obeisances. Just by offering obeisances, we actually preserve our own energy within us, and we attract the blessing of that superior, by which we can do much greater things. We should not allow the seniors to fall on our feet. You know, generally what happens is, when we give a class or we do some yagya or something, even more senior people come and fall at our feet. Oh, because you are a yajaman, or you are a, pujari, or you are a brahmachari, something like that, they will come and fall at our feet. So I asked one devotee, should we allow like this someone to fall at our feet? And he said, no. He said, if you allow somebody superior to you, senior to you, if they fall at your lotus feet, you lose your energy, you lose your shakti actually. Whatever energy you have accumulated so far, that will be gone. So you should not allow anyone, any superior, to fall at your feet. So this is how it happens to them also. If we fall at somebody superior to us, we actually attract their blessing, their energy also. We preserve our own energy, and we also attract their energy, their blessings, their mercy, by which we can do great things possible. So on this auspicious day, hearing Bhagavatam is also an auspicious moment, because hearing Bhagavatam and speaking Bhagavatam is an auspicious thing. How many people can hear Bhagavatam? How many people can speak Bhagavatam? So I pray that whatever I have spoken till now is not the something I have invented or something I have taken. I have heard Radhanath Maharaj's lecture. I have heard Amarendra Prabhu's lecture. And I have heard Srila Prabhupada's books. From here and there, I have taken something and I have presented. So whatever credit goes, it all goes to Srila Prabhupada and all the previous exalted speakers of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nothing goes to my credit. So just we could learn from this that we should respect our seniors, Vaishnavas or elders, superiors, by which we can at least get that energy, that mercy, that blessings, by which we can also make things which are impossible possible. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Any questions or comments? Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavad Pranam. Actually, I have a question. As when we are serving together, like all devotees are working together, serving together, sometime I felt ki in some point we are disagreed. So that time is sometimes it's a little difficult to maintain that respect because of the disagree on the point, on the, some statement, on the some ideas. And then in that time, in that situation, what should we do?
So the difference of opinion, Maharaj says,
yeah,
there will be always difference of opinion when two people come together. Mm. Even when we discuss with our seniors, there is always, I have certain opinion and seniors have some kind of other opinions. But that doesn't mean that we lose respect. Mm. So difference of opinion will be there, but we should deal with respect. Mm. Even if they are wrong and if we are right, if we follow their instruction, we attract mercy.
And sometimes arguments also started. So that time also feel like, oh, why this thing?
We may not, we can put our point in such a way that we respectfully present our opinion and be detached. We should not be attached to our points. Okay, I am presenting this point. That means I am presenting this, which is very important. If we have that opinion, that means we are attached to our points. That means we are egoistic. So if we just let go, okay, I have presented my point. If it's Krishna's will, then my superior will understand if this is right. Or if they understand this is right, they will allow me to do. If they don't allow me to do, fine. I'll just, if you see, this is what happens, you know. Many times it happens in our case also, in a management meeting or wherever we go. Difference of opinion is always there. But Maharaj always says that, in many classes he always says that, we should always deal this difference of opinion with respect. If a senior is there, if he is putting some point, you deal with that in a proper respect. We accept. See, if there is no way, if we can present that to some other seniors and they are able to convince that senior, and if the things happens nicely, it's okay. If it's not happening, then you accept whatever is coming to you and execute that senior's instruction. That's it. That's how you attract mercy. Maharaj example itself is like that. You know, so many things happened in New Vrindavan when he was staying there. So many instructions, he didn't like it. But he had so much respect for his senior, for his authority. He never disobeyed them. With respect, he executed those instructions, because of which he received so much of mercy and blessings that now he is able to attract so many people to the path of Krishna consciousness. So that's how the instructions should be followed.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Itai Gaur Premanandi.